May not give you any information you'd want at all, I don't know.
Oh, you can give me.
Pitts called me the other day and wanted to know if it'd be all right if you came over, and I said yes. I didn't mind, but I said I don't know whether I'd be of any value to you or not.
Well, I think you'll be of very great value. You're a native of Clay County.
Yeah, right here in Brazil.
Right here in this town, in this house.
The only time that I ever moved was in 1917, October the 15th, from 1018 West National Avenue to here. That's been 60 years ago last month.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, was your father born here as well?
Yes, out north of Brazil here, about 3 miles on the Rio Grande Road.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather, I think he owned 160 acres out there or bought it. I quite often heard my father talking about clearing that ground out there.
Yes, sir.
My father was born in 1859. And they used to have what they called log rollings. In other
sure.
words, a farmer would have to clear so much land in order to raise his garden and enough grain for his animals on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But they would cut these trees down, these huge big trees, trim them, and rip them up, roll them up in piles. And then all the neighbors that helped, why, they'd all come in and they'd set these logs afire. And if they was canning any fruit or vegetables, anything, they had big iron pots that they would set around these fires and cook them, get them ready for canning.
Yeah.
And back in those days, I've heard my father and my mother both say that they used the stone fruit jars.
Oh, yeah.
And sealed them with a sealing wax of some kind around the top. I remember we used to have some at home when I was a youngster, and I don't know whatever became of them. I wish that I had them. But, you know, back in those days, people didn't think too much about antiques. Just throw anything old away. And now then, people are just the reverse.
Yeah, they certainly are.
And my father lived on the farm until I think he was 15 when they came to, my grandfather sold the farm and moved to Brazil. And now, this may not be exactly correct, but my grandfather sold the farm to, I believe, Mr. John, who was in the coal business at Knightsville at the time. John was the father of Mr. Clem and Fanny, who lived here in Brazil. Also Mr. Will and Mr. Charlie. And then they had a daughter, Minnie. And they went out and drilled that farm after they bought the farm. And there used to be, I think I've heard my father say, a 7 or 8 foot vein of Brazil block coal under there.
Whoa.
I often laugh and say, well, the Zellers just got rich instead of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But
can you give me a count? Now, all of these things make sense.
Now, will you ask these questions on this?
You bet. I'll ask the questions. But let's start off by, well, I guess we could continue just a little bit along the line of your background. Now, how about your mother's folks? Your mother and your mother's people, were they from Clay County?
Yes. My mother's folks came here, I think, in about, I don't remember exactly what year. I think it was about 1842 or 46.
Oh,